This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 281 for Thursday, February 27th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is posting gains Thursday morning amid ongoing uncertainty over trade policies in the U.S. Canola up $4 to $6, the May contract up $4.70 at $669.10 per ton. After U.S. President Donald Trump implied yesterday that tariffs may be delayed another month, it was back on social media this morning claiming those 25% tariffs will indeed come into effect as scheduled next week. Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed futures are both higher this morning, and that's providing some spillover support for canola. Chart-based positioning was also a supportive factor, with the May contract above its 20-day moving average and most major technical indicators still pointing higher despite losses earlier this week. Tightening supplies and the need to ration demand also underpinned the market. In the U.S., soybeans are higher while corn and wheat both moved lower. Soybeans, underpinned by updated U.S. acreage projections at the USDA's annual Outlook Forum being held today. The agency is predicting a 3 million acre cut to U.S. soybean plantings this spring at 84 million acres. Production and supplies should also tighten as a result. The May contract up 6 cents at 10.47 per bushel. However, uncertainty over what the looming U.S. tariffs and likely retaliation will mean for the soy market did weigh on prices, as did the advancing Brazilian harvest. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales at just over 400,000 tons were down on the week, but in line with trade guesses. Corn, pressured by expectations for increased U.S. acres, the May contract down 6 cents at 487 per bushel. The USDA projected U.S. corn plantings this year at 94 million acres, which was above average trade estimates and up by about 3.5 million from last year. Weekly U.S. corn export sales did come in below trade expectations at around 800,000 tons. Wheat, meanwhile, lower on the day with rising U.S. acreage estimates behind some of the selling pressure. The USDA predicts all wheat area in the country at 47 million acres, up by 900,000 from last year. The Minneapolis spring wheat down 9 cents in the May contract at 6.08 per bushel. Kansas City down 11 cents in May at 5.87 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat down 12 cents in the May contract at 5.67 per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, February 27th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.